Okay.
All right, we'll call our Citizens Advisory Group meeting to order. Everybody is present. Minutes look good to me. Did anybody have any concerns or questions about minutes? And we'll consider those adopters. Good working group minutes. So we're continuing kind of our working group session to try to get this completely buttoned down and tightened up so both Nathan and Karen can complete their pieces and we can basically get ready to go to print. Well, print. It could be an electronic form for distribution. I'm not sure what pieces we need to now review. I know George did a lot of extra work.
I did some stuff with respect to the chart that we're trying to get right for the chapter two process.
I think it was just wording. I think you were just describing.
I was moving things around, trying to make what Karen wants and what Nathan did in the text, which is kind of incompatible with my charts. So I don't know. We needed to make it so that the biggest and boldest and most obvious thing wasn't the thing we are least likely to do, which had to do with the RFA or something. And we had to make it... Oh, yeah, it used to be where you could say the upper right corner does this, the lower left corner does that, mm-hmm. and you describe that. Well, once you move everything around to take care of that, you lose that. Yeah. And so I'm not sure if we want to go that route. But anyway, I mean, I can do anything.
We can just... I was thinking that we could just clip a single balloon for each section. Still four sections, even if it doesn't look like four sections on the chart.
And then Rick did a bunch of work on the text for the financials, which I thought was really good. Yeah, I thought it was pretty succinct.
Yeah. Is that comparison of budgets Excel spreadsheet supposed to go with that?
So I guess that's a question whether we want it there to... I mean, I guess you could parse them so that they will fit a printed page, but they are, it's, you know, where the breaks are and so forth is pretty difficult. It'll be like about three or four pages per
section, just because it divides up that way.
Yeah, it does. So I can send them to you because I did. I took the stuff that Mining sent and have got it all incorporated in. I can send it to you, but I didn't know if we wanted to actually put the hard numbers there or not, or just...
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that the budget text, the financial text that you did, was a good introduction to what would follow, which was then marching through the actual numbers. Is that what you're asking for?
Well, so I mean, I didn't do any write-up on the actual numbers, and I mean, I can pull out what it looks like, but I mean, to somebody who's short of not really understanding, I think it's going to be for most people.
Your spreadsheets?
Not so much those, those we can put in. It's what I used to really do the analytics on, but it's what Mining said. And they're 4-year projections, which is actually nice. I'm going to give it to Norvin because Norvin doesn't have EMS, he has fire, and he said that'd be great for comparison. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the rest of the folks really want to dive into line item by line item with the GL codes that comes out of, what is it, the Eden or system. But I mean, it's just, you know, GL code after GL code with the data. But here I can show it to you.
It's right now labeled 3.5 comparison or whatever.
Well, yeah, and that's the budgets. But what I really wanted to look at, because budgets can always be fudged, so I really looked at the actuals to get what I perceived would have been the savings. And so let me show you what they look like so that you can...
I think those should be supporting documents if we're using those to...
And that's fine. The only thing that I would like to do, I think, is verify that Orcus is willing to share theirs. I mean, the budget was on the... I think it's on their website, so I wouldn't know why they wouldn't, but I think it is just probably, you know, of courtesy to ask them. you know, since it's EMS and fire, I don't know that their budgets are. For somebody that picks through, it's better to look at the actuals, just because it's real life experience.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Well, if you include them as supporting documents, I could probably find some way to print them using legal paper or something. The digital version is pretty easy to include.
So this is the income ones. So that's, and the income ones aren't too bad. So that's kind of the income for EMS, that's the income for fire. But the expense side is much more. So that's EMS right there down to there. And that's fire down to there. That's Lopez's. Now Orcus runs on their own. They don't run through the Eden system.
Right.
So
you just got that data for the Eden folks, right? From
my right. Head. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you know, I'm not gonna. There's no sense in doing Lopez because there's not a good comparative. But so I can send, if you want to, I can send this to Nathan.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Okay. And then you'll just have to parse it for best print.
Okay.
Electronically, they can, you know, they can thumb through it, but you'll have to parse it for best print.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Hopefully. You have 5 years worth of data there, it looks like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It'd be easier
if you had... I'm sure Norman would really like to see that.
Yeah. And he's got his, but he doesn't have EMS's, right. and he got it. Must have asked the team down at the county because it's in the same format. But he said, "Yeah, EMS will really allow me to."
Right.
And it does. It allows you to put a budget together. So I'll ship this to you. I'll just pull out Lopez and the rest of the stuff, and I'll ship you two files. One will be the income side, and one will be the expense side.
Why don't we just put it on a whiteboard for your presentation?
Yeah, right.
Nothing? I got nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. That's what you get, Rick. Whiteboard. Did you notice that?
All you get. Rick must be tired.
Let's put it on a whiteboard.
He would give you something.
When in doubt, put it on a whiteboard.
Should we go get a whiteboard? Yeah. Exactly. Go for that.
I have a picture of me with whiteboard. Is that good?
Actually, since you graduated from that, maybe you should put it up there and explain it to everybody.
That's master's level stuff.
But I'm just going to stick with the verbiage that I put into the document as a generic, just because, you know, I kind of gave them a range, and then
right, that makes a lot of sense.
And then I don't know if you looked at it, but it'd be nice just to kind of make certain that the thoughts on the. It would have been like 4 or 5 different examples, so I tried to explain that I consolidated it down to just, you know, to the low side, the high side, but then I tried to do it by the current EMS district, and so I actually had that, and then I tried to add fire services into that, and then I did the fire district side only with EMS and fire in it, and so forth, and I consolidated the town in it like it was already annexed, and so... But I think there truly is, you know, $500,000 in savings if they want to go that route.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciated having the high side and the low side as because it just shows that there's a balance in there. But even given the balance,
right,
you still have numbers that, you know, really do show some financial benefit.
Right. I mean, so, even if you just take the chief salary out with his bens and his personals, it's $170. So, you know, that's already almost half of what the low side is just in that one individual. And so, and when I spoke with Norvin, you know, if they carry a higher FTE count, then they really have almost 450 grand baked into the volunteer dollars. So if you start to...
Which is higher than they would need.
Right. If you add, you know, if you add three FTEs or four FTEs additional in there, then you know you can really take out some of the volunteer stipends.
Right.
And so that should really get the personnel side and then the expense side the same way. You know, the one thing that Norvin said was that, you know, you can always look at the EMS building as just another station, which you could, except that if you don't consolidate fire and EMS, then our, you know, our considerations for improvement is not going to be there, because if they're setting in two different buildings, you're not going to be able to get them to respond. It's almost like they're dual teams.
Well, they're back to having an EMS here and fire there. Exactly. They don't save anything.
They don't save anything. But I think they could flip it, and they could take administration and move it into that building if they want to keep administration, which is what I heard they really want to try to keep together. They could, you know, move administration into a building that they all stuck together, and then put labor in another building.
If they can do administration and maintenance.
The problem is EMS facility is not big enough for the maintenance.
Yeah. It'd be one back in for one unit. Then they'd probably have it modified for more units. But
how are we going to answer when somebody asks us about the cost to move, physically move the facility over? I mean, simply transferring, paperwork, administrative issues, building a new building, et cetera. We're not really dealing with financial.
You're not.
No, that's up to that.
Yeah, that starts to get into an operation.
That's a good program for them.
And fire has already been talking about building a separate maintenance facility because they already have a space issue now. And so if they actually did, I mean, if, and this is, there's a lot of ifs in here, but if you do a move administration over here, you could take the maintenance folks that are outside in the end of the bay now, move them inside. You free up locker space. Mm-hmm. All of the response lockers and they can go in there. It frees up the back bay. You could back a aid unit right in there, and you could have rigs rolling out of there pretty quickly without building a new building. Now it's going to take some time to move all that stuff, but I think it's possible to do that. Assuming they move administration, they move the three current fire facility guys inside the building, and then you free up a whole office in there that could then be used for moving all your bunker lockers and things inside there. And then, like I said, you free up the bay. It doesn't address the maintenance issue, but I think
it's a transitional.
It's a transitional.
Plan. Yeah, it's not a permanent.
And they have a need for a maintenance facility, anyways.
Right.
But I think there's also other alternatives too that they need to explore, like the R&R program.
Yeah, they could work with the county. Sure. They could work with the county on the
because they're putting up a new building, and that would certainly,
yes,
you know, be able to do their vehicles. So I think that all that is their decisions and their piece,
right.
And
yes.
And they just need to sort through that.
So I think to me, I don't know, this is my recommendation, is our recommendation has still got some holes in it. At least this version does that I'm looking at. There were comments on here that are gone now. And there's some things that are kind of missing. I think we need to spend some time making sure that this recommendation is ready to go.
Yeah, I agree, because the last bit of this was clearly just a couple of bullets. Not even
right, I'm not sure what happened to the comments. I know that there was comments from Dan and Rick and myself on the response folks where about the, you know, trying to designate the number of people. I had comments on, we have number six, we have a unified training program, which I think is a benefit, but we don't say anything beyond that. It's just a unified training program.
Right. I mean, the idea I thought was that, and maybe I was wrong, is you were going to kind of take what was there and then put it into this frame, but it probably, there was elements that was probably still not totally there. So we just need to, I think, take what was the recommendations that like you guys had built and so forth, and just make certain everything cross pollinated to this format, and it didn't.
The comments are there, but they're with the originals, filed under drafting pre-Augusta.
I guess I missed that, because I
kind of anticipated any
the recommendation that you had.
There were more.
So
this is the one that's under
pre-Augusta.
Yeah.
I think there's only three comments.
Well, that's all I'm seeing.
I made some comments as well on six, and I made comments on...
Yeah, I didn't see anything on six.
I highlighted and said if this is a benefit, we should have some verbiage around it.
Yes.
Thoughts. Yeah. And then under concerns of recommendation, loss of individual financial identity, I'm not sure I agree with that, because I think if we want to see the expenditure based on fire and EMS, Norvin could set up a fire operations and EMS operations, and it's you staff codes to either EMS or fire depending on the call. Now there would be some confusion potentially, some clarification around MBAs, but you could say if you are doing these activities it's fire, if you're doing these activities EMS. So you could get to what you were saying with some budgeting.
Right, and so, yes, so they could still run the same dual Eden system and just parse out based on some formula, whatever they wanted to do, or they could keep it internally and measure it and so forth. The idea of that was is if they didn't, then it's going to be difficult to measure, say, what your cost of EMS is, you know, what's it cost you per call on an EMS?
I think you do that just with a budget and line items within your
budget. So maybe it goes from there into the
implementation.
Either that or into the recommendations that it stays apart. That they at least monitor independent EMS and fire instead of consolidated expenses.
And again, then the justification for that or the goal of that is to be able to track and ensure that whatever is budgeted and being spent is going
proportionally to the right one. And also, you know, what is their cost of service? What is a call, you know, cost you? What does maintenance on EMS vehicles versus fire vehicles does? Is it, you know, is there a higher value to one or the other?
I think what you're going to see, that EMS is going to have a much higher personnel cost and probably supply cost, ongoing supplies, and fire will have a much higher capital needs and equipment maintenance needs. That'd be my guess.
Just because of the nature of the vehicle.
Nick Overnan, of course, he said it was fairly simple for them to keep two separate line items.
Said they just did a percentage of this and a percentage of that. They took every line item, this percent is EMS, this percent. Mm-hmm. They don't bother trying to track each call, how much time did you spend on this thing. They just said, you know, this guy's 63% EMS. You know, 37% fire.
Well, no, I think he did a labor study, and he monitors labor study.
But that's how we got to those, and that's how we keep the numbers.
Well, that's how
that's
how he parses the
every dollar
side of it, the personnel costs. You still have a lot of operational costs that are specific. And insurance, you're going to have to parse insurance. You're going to have to parse maintenance. You're going to have to do all of those.
It would be hugely beneficial to know
where that's what it is.
And I don't think there's any issue. I mean, and we have 30 different grants that we have to put our time to.
Sure.
And so
it's a lot of bars codes.
And so to me, if you have basically it's two bars codes for the employee, if they're on an EMS call, they put it to this one. If they're on a fire call, they put it to that one. It's not that hard. It's very simple.
Well, all you wanted to was recommend they keep somewhat separate expense.
And that's what I said, we can take
and
it
you
out
can just make out a recommendation
from that and put it into the recommendation.
Yeah, because the recommendation is really focused on the implementers, right?
Mm-hmm. As long as they do something to separate them, they'll have the numbers that you need.
So we could do that up in the recommendation.
So you want, we're recommending putting this into the absolute conditions of the recommendation. Right.
That that administration. Awesome. I like it. Something's not working there, bud.
You know what?
The touch screen.
Oh, it's the touch screen.
Yeah. No, I'm not used to this computer.
I get it.
Different operating system than my work computer.
That's what happens when you take one from somebody on the ferry. You just never know what.
Yeah, no, you shop around more. Yeah. Look at backpacks on the boat.
A little extra time.
What number are we on? Six.
Yeah. Hey, we could conduct this meeting by chat.
We could.
We could be digital denizens.
Yeah. Well, after 8 o'clock, that's how it's going to have to be for me. Yeah.
So we're adding in a six.
So do you see the comments? I think actually your comments are all in there after looking at this.
What are you in the which drive?
Well, I'm in the K.
You're in the other one.
The other one. Pre old one.
Yeah, I'm not in the old one. I'm in the.
You're in the new one.
I'm in the new one for.
You might be able to import the comments.
Might.
And do you want to identify the type of people that needs to be on each shift? Because that's what I said to Dan when I responded back, was that, one, is you're going to inflate the budget pretty significantly when you recommended to fire people in one EMS.
But you don't have to. Yeah. Because if we're saying that to be duly qualified, so if you have a firefighter paramedic and a firefighter EMT, you have two firefighters.
No, but I think it was an addition to. That's the way I read
it. My concern, you know, we heard from Chief Martin, we heard from Dr. Sullivan, we heard from Chief Williams, and I heard from the guys in the mainland, there should be a paramedic.
And I'm saying there should be a firefighter paramedic and a firefighter EMT on shift.
And that works.
Right.
That works.
That's what, that's but that's what not what I read in the.
Yeah, I think the first go around I had two firefighters.
I think we
went back and redacted that.
So,
and Mark, that would work.
And I think that, you know, all paid personnel being dual qualified. Doesn't have to be the volunteers, but
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see any easy way to transfer the comments.
I'm trying to add them again.
Not a big deal. We just start typing into this thing.
Well, I mean, they're in the other one. Okay. You can copy and paste them into a comment.
Were there any other big text gaps or any problems with text that you read between the last time we met and Sunday night?
Well, the end of the recommendations. The last half a dozen don't say much.
So I just added in under in-house staffing at the end, the team should consist of a firefighter paramedic and a firefighter EMT.
Right.
Okay. And then I'll add underneath operational budgets. It's not formatted right, just so you know.
It's fine. Okay.
We're just saying that separate fire and EMS operational budgets. Do you want to say actual budgets and actual expenditures? Or just if you say budget, then it should
be? Well, actual income and expense, yeah. Yeah, it's the actuals that they have to monitor. They can run a consolidated budget, although they should run a separate
actual. Well, do we worry about the actual revenue? Because there's one levy, it's not the only actual revenue.
They have a lot of fees.
There's not like $900,000 of additional income.
But yeah. Yeah, unlike fire, they have actual receivables.
It's interesting that the fire does to some degree too, because they charge separate for the port, they charge separate for the University of Washington, the DNR, their grants, and so forth. So they have about $200,000-$300,000 coming in from separate stuff. Do you have a stick, Nathan, and I'll put this financial stuff on a stick and give it to you?
I might. I don't think I brought one.
I think I got a stick. I do. Okay. And I took everything else off, so I'm just going to give you two files. One is income and one is expense.
You did see the red sign I got last year. Oops. EMS in front.
I was going to ask you if you wanted birch or hickory, Rick, but I figured it'd probably be wrong. Slowly
getting there. Slowly getting there.
Can't rest these things. The things that we should be talking about in the recommendations department, I think, include the Unified Training Program, 1.2.6, I think that is, which doesn't have any verbiage, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think the information Dan got from the outside guys, we could probably copy and paste some of that into that.
That'd be fine if you can.
We should be able to.
That's in a folder somewhere.
Yeah, it is. So somebody needs to find it and grab some of that information and put it in here.
It's not there's not a whole lot. I read through that.
Well, it didn't take a lot, but there should be some.
Different to say what the benefits are in a unified training program. And we could, I mean, we should just say that.
Right, but I'm not, did they have a training line? I have that.
Yeah, they actually mentioned. They mentioned the morale and training from the troops that by having them together has helped significantly. And so that was in there, one of the, from what Dan put together.
Supporting doc, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came from Whatcom, right?
What's it called?
I think it came from Whatcom.
And one, it's some from Whatcom, some from Skagit, and then some from the state.
Yeah, I'm looking for it, though. I'm not necessarily seeing it.
Chuck, you want to use my laptop?
No, that's all right. I'm good.
Okay.
Chuck is a true chair of a committee. He just oversees all of us.
Thanks.
Sounds good.
He's busy chairing. Don't get
sounds
too
good.
Whoa. Back off. I'm chairing over
here. Somebody's got to keep their head up here.
Exactly.
Dan, what's your email come in at?
DPCI. At Rock Island.
So Rick, did you want those comparison budgets and the supporting docs as well?
I want, if everybody thinks we do, I just want to brush through that real quick.
So revenue, expenses, and GL codes.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they're dissimilar than the Eden. So I'd want to just run through that real quick. I can do that.
George, what are the rest?
Are you looking at the RFA material or the other benefits?
Other benefits. benefits that came in from.
Yeah. Yeah. I can resend this email if you like. Okay. I saw that somewhere here.
Is that in here somewhere?
I thought everybody saw that.
Well, I think I did too, as an attachment to when an email went around, but I don't see it.
It was in the document.
Yeah, I thought it was in a document. But
well,
I can't just send it to you right now.
I can't find the document. Well, you can send it, or you can just put it in the folder, put it under supporting documents.
Which document are you looking for?
EMS Fire Benefits.
EMS Fire Benefits, it's called. Don't see it anywhere. I mean, it could be here. Who knows?
Was that the one you sent me about from Whatcom?
Mm-hmm.
That's buried. It's not buried at all, actually, but it's in chapter 2. It's under the outreach committee.
Right.
It's 2.3.4 outreach committee findings. Actually, the numbering on this is a little weird.
Here you go, bud.
That's got the actuals for both. And so when you read down them, one's an income and one is the expense. And about halfway down, Nathan, it splits from fire, from EMS to fire 3 on both of them.
I see it. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, I didn't realize it was in here.
So both these files are...
Right, one's the expense side, one's the income side.
Okay. Let me upload these. I'm going to put them in the supporting docs section for those that want to look at them.